ABC Radio Australia.
Well, to sport again, more soccer history has been made in the Rarotonga, where American Samoa's national women's team have made it through to the second stage of FIFA World Cup, qualifying for the very first time. A three-goal burst in the first half set them on the way to a comprehensive victory over the host nation Cook Islands in the deciding match of the preliminary round, adding another goal early in the second half to extend their lead and win the game 4-0. As Richard Hewitt reports, the result is a true landmark for a federation which has faced some humiliating losses in the past and always struggled against the odds on soccer's world stage.
American Samoa came into the tournament having never scored a World Cup goal, let alone won a game. But after netting three to defeat Tonga, they went one better against Cook Islands after laying on what could easily be the best ever performance by a team from the US territory.
Mafala, through it comes. Patea, it goes in, and American Samoa take the lead in this all-important match. Sensational finish from Morgan Patea. American Samoa lead 1-0. Manao, their captain, with a shot and it goes in. Second goal for American Samoa. Manao, the most capped player of all time for American Samoa. Paretta's waiting for it and Summers again accelerates through, just showing her pace. Links up with Mafala, who brings it around and Mafala gets it done. Third goal here for American Samoa. The Mafala sisters working in tangent to get the third goal for American Samoa. Patolo up high looking for Drago. Here comes the header. And lovely shot to the back of the net from Summers. Fourth goal here for American Samoa. Well, if there's someone that deserves a goal here, it would be Summers. She's done so much hard work. And that's it. American Samoa can celebrate. They're going through to the second round of the Oceania qualifiers. What a wonderful performance from them.
And it was the scorer of American Samoa's fourth goal, Matten Summers, who was chosen as player of the match.
This is just the first step in making history. We worked as a team and it took us a little bit to get settled into the game, but I think we just gritted it out and we played with a lot of heart.
Coach Amanda Cromwell has an Olympic gold and a World Cup bronze medal to her name, having played 55 times for the United States. She also has decades of experience coaching in the US college system and the National Women's Soccer League. But the scale of her achievement with American Samoa has really stirred her emotions.
What a day for American Samoa and these players, the federation. So many resources have been put towards putting together this team in a short amount of time. And I'm just so proud of the effort. I'm so proud of the competition. Everyone played their hearts out. What a great event. All the resources we had in performance and all the metrics we were given and everything from ice baths to yoga for the recovery, it was first class.
Cromwell's opposite number, Rhys Rucker, was in awe of his opponents, and he says his Cook Islands team have a lot to learn.
We're playing against a very good team, and it's clear that they're operating at a high level in terms of the intensity and physicality. Our girls aren't. That kind of showed today. But from minute 50 to 95, I thought we were good value, real good. And that's a credit to the girls for being extremely physically and mentally fatigued, but continuing to go.
So now American Samoa head to Honiara early next year to take on local rivals Samoa, New Zealand, and the host Solomon Islands in round two of World Cup qualifying. And based on the form they have shown in Rarotonga, Amanda Cromwell's team can't be taken lightly. Their success, built in almost no time at all, is based on casting their net wide in the search for talent overseas. The result is a squad which right now includes only three island-based players, with the rest from the United States. But the coach says that's a situation which can change over time.
It's been amazing going down that discovery with the federation, getting everyone together that we can find that has the eligibility and the ancestry to represent the island. And some players don't know that they are eligible to represent certain countries. And that's huge. And I think because we're getting stronger, obviously, and we just qualified for stage two, now that's going to inspire all the girls on the island to, hey, look at this team, look what they're doing. And now we're going to have even more players from on the island. Just the recognition and the participation. It's all about opportunity, right? And now we have an opportunity to keep building this federation. And I'm so proud to be leading the way.
And this American Samoan team plays with a lot of flair. Amanda Cromwell says they play the beautiful game. And it's going to be fascinating to see how they rise to the challenge of competing at the next level when they kick off round two of World Cup qualifying against the Solomons on February the 27th next year.
And that's Richard Ewart reporting on the rise of American Samoa's national women's soccer team, with plenty to look forward to in 2026.